This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. It's going to cost more if you get caught price gouging in LA. That's coming up. But first, evacuation warnings have now been issued ahead of the intense rainfall expected tomorrow for the recent burn scars in L.A. L.A. City Fire Captain Eric Scott tells us these warnings go into effect at 7 tomorrow morning.
And it's in areas that were recently burned, particularly three areas for us. And again, remember, county might be separate with their Eaton fire, but for the city, it's the Palisades fire in the Pacific Palisades, so near the Getty Villa, the Highlands, Mandeville Canyon as far as to the east. That's one of the three. The second would be the Sunset fire. If you remember, that was in Hollywood Hills. So that's going to be in the areas that's east and south of Runyon Canyon. And third is the Hearst fire, which is kind of near Sylmar. So Olive Lane, that Oak Ridge Mobile Home Park area.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Kittle tells us the main window for torrential rain is going to be between 2 and 10 p.m. tomorrow.
Definitely seeing rainfall intensity sometime during the really afternoon and the early evening hours tomorrow, where it's high enough and intense enough to trigger some debris flows. It may end up just being shallow and just affecting some local roads, but there is a risk for a more substantial debris flow that might impact cars and or structures.
Man, he's got this advice.
So whether you're in a flood watch or not, all areas are kind of under that threat for roadway flooding. And that's why we really are advising, if you have the option, just stay home tomorrow. And if you do have to go on the roads, just take extra time and be extra careful out there.
We're going to have a lot more on this coming up. Stay tuned. We're going to speak with an official from L.A. County Public Works. The L.A. County supervisors had increased the fine for people convicted of price gouging from $10,000 to $50,000. And now the L.A. City Council has voted to triple L.A.'s fine for price gouging, especially by landlords and hotels. Craig Figner has more from the KNX News City Hall Bureau.
Landlords in the city of Los Angeles convicted of spiking rents in an effort to profit off fire victims who are struggling to find affordable housing while they rebuild, if convicted, face a new, stiff financial penalty, $30,000 per occurrence. It previously was $10,000 per conviction. Los Angeles Councilmember Tracy Park represents the Palisades, which essentially burned to the ground. She says it's a change in law desperately needed within the city.
After a disaster, we oftentimes see so much of the best of humanity shine through. But unfortunately, yes, we have actually had multiple stories of individuals trying to secure interim alternative housing that have seen rental prices double and beyond.
Price gouging, by definition, is spiking prices in excess of 10% after the declaration of a state of emergency. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A man in Culver City has pleaded guilty to reckless operation of a drone during the Palisades fire. Pete DiMatteo has some more details on Peter Ackman's appearance in court.
Peter Ackman appeared low-key and contrite before Judge Michael Fitzgerald as he admitted he flew the drone that collided with a Super Scooper aircraft on January 9th, which put the aircraft out of service in the battle with the Palisades fire. The crime is a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in federal prison, but because of the guilty plea, a jail term is unlikely. U.S. Attorney spokesman Kieran McAvoy explained the other penalties Ackman will have to accept.
Ackman agreed to complete 150 hours of community service in support of the 2025 Southern California Wildlife Relief effort. And he agreed to pay full restitution to the government of Quebec, which supplied the plane and an aircraft repair company that repaired the plane. But that's what he agreed to do in his plea agreement.
A lot of victims of the fire is turning their attention to rebuilding now, and there are things to know when you're looking for and choosing a contractor. Karen Adams reports.
Finding a trustworthy, reliable contractor can be cumbersome. You can check whether one has a legitimate license through the Consumer Affairs Contractor State License Board. But contractor Hector Raya of Raya Construction says word of mouth is best.
That's how we've stayed in business. A majority of it has come in like that. So we don't get a lot of new work per se. And when we do work for clients, so they're referred to other clients, so they know what they're getting.
Once you have one, confirm they have workers' comp. Get everything in writing. Avoid paying more than 10% down and paying in cash. And don't let payments get ahead of the work.
You never give lump sums like that to contractors. That's why they walk off. They'll ask for 50% up front. For what? Because they've been working there a day or two or a week?
And Raya says, speak up. If you have a bad feeling about a contractor, trust your gut and move on. The state board says you should get at least three bids before choosing a contractor. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The family of an elderly woman killed in a crash in West Hollywood by a suspected drugged driver. They're afraid he might leave the country. Here's Emily Valdez.
Greg Morris is seriously concerned that the travel influencer accused of murdering his mother in a car crash while high on drugs will make a run for it before trial.
Apparently has the money because they bailed him out of a $1.2 million bail. Certainly has the motive to run. He's facing life in prison, and then he has the ability. He knows people. He claimed to know people all over the, I think he said he visited 100 countries.
Garrett Bruno crashed into the SUV driven by 83-year-old Esther Abuab, killing her and permanently disabling her husband of 58 years. It happened October 10th near Fountain in Sterling.
Just trying to cope with the actualization that my mother is no longer with us. At the same time, we have to deal with the rehabilitation, the recuperation of my father, who sustained very critical injuries and had to have more than several operations to rebuild his legs.
Morris is hoping a judge will at least take away Bruno's passport or force him to wear an ankle monitor until the trial is over. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And KNX News has reached out to Garrett Bruno's attorney for comment. The National Weather Service says some very heavy rain is coming tomorrow. We're going to hear more from the director of L.A. County Public Works. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. Back now to the preparations for the peak of the rainstorm tomorrow. I'm being told by the National Weather Service, most intense stuff expected between 2 and 10 p.m. Joining us now live is Mark Petrella, director of L.A. County Public Works. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So your crew's been very busy getting ready for the threat of slides and debris flows. What are the areas you see as of most concern?
Well, we have been very busy around the clock flood fighting and preparing for the storm event. We are focusing on burn scar areas throughout LA County, not just the Palisades and Eaton area, but any burn scar that's happened within the last year is most definitely vulnerable to mud and debris flow during this event.
And what's the best advice you can give to homeowners right now as they get ready for this?
For all the homeowners that are in these vulnerable locations, we've actually visited your homes and given you placards and instruction. We'd like you to follow those instructions. For those of you that are visited by your PDs or your sheriff, they'll be asking you to evacuate in certain situations, and we need you to follow those evacuation orders. Any resident that is in need of help during this event can call 1-800-675-HELP. Or if it's actually an emergency, we want you to call 911.
So would you say it's a good idea if someone's in an area and it's a, let's say it's a burn scar area and you're kind of expecting this rain to be so heavy, is it a good bet to go on ahead and start just kind of getting out of the way tonight?
Yes. In fact, I know that our sheriff's deputies have already been out and warning people that they should be prepared to evacuate. And we want them to be doing that. And I would say it would be better to go tonight and not be waiting through the night. Certainly, we don't want anybody that has an evacuation order to be in place after 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
What do you say to somebody who's going to sit there in their house and go, my house is pretty strong. I'm not worried about a little bit of mud coming down. Maybe my house will get dirty, but that's it.
Yeah, so this is a risk assessment that people make. You have engineers with very high quality engineers that have looked at this and really assessed it in a surgical way. And when we've identified you as a vulnerable property that may suffer structural damage or life-threatening damage, I think you should take it very, very seriously and not wait. You ought to get out.
Mark Vestrella, Director of LA County Public Works, thank you for taking the time on a busy day to talk to us.
No problem. Thank you.
Top Southern California law enforcement official is reportedly going to make a run for governor. Politico says conservative Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco is going to get into the race. He's set to make what he's calling a big announcement on Monday. And we asked UC Irvine political scientist Louis DeCipio if Bianco has a realistic chance of winning.
His chances are very low, but the race is in flux. So having a conservative voice at this stage, one that's going to focus on immigration issues, which are certainly of concern in the state, will shape the race a little bit, and that's not unimportant.
Bianco has been a longtime critic of the state's immigration policies and laws. He says the state's sanctuary laws, he calls them dangerous, and he appeared to endorse Donald Trump for president back in June. DeCipio says Bianco would need a national funding base from Republicans across the country to have a chance to do well in California. He says if President Trump's immigration plans work out, well, that could give Bianco a boost here. Going to take a look at more of this long-term sustainability problem of home insurance in California as Nonstop News at 5 rolls on. We're taking a look at the long-term sustainability of home insurance in the state. KNX News Chief Correspondent Charles Feldman talked to Douglas Heller with the Consumer Federation of America, asking about the property insurance business model.
Hey, they're private sector companies. They have a right to go ahead and make their profit. And to that, I say, if that's the case, the insurance companies may not be interested in serving California, and we have to think about a new way to do this. So going forward, we really have to be prepared to do it without the insurance companies, because what they want to do is they want to come into the state and cherry pick only the low risk and let taxpayers or local communities try to figure out how to deal with the rest. And the thing about insurance is that's not the way it's supposed to be. It never was. Insurance is about pooling risk. Some low risk, some medium risk, some high risk. If the private sector wants to come in and only take the low risk, that would be like if health insurance companies were allowed to only come in and get the healthiest people, and the rest of us had to pick up people with pre-existing conditions. That was wrong, and we changed that.
Okay, so fair enough. But you've mentioned private companies, rightly so, a number of times. So is the solution, since it's not likely that private companies anytime soon are going to create a business model where they are willing to assume an enormous amount of risk and not be compensated for it, it wouldn't make sense from a business point of view.
But Charles, see, I want to be very careful here. We just had these devastating fires, and everybody is traumatized by it here in LA, of course. And the insurance industry and the bookkeepers at the insurance companies are probably pretty traumatized themselves, because there's a lot of money that's going to be spent through this. But if you look over the last 25 years, and I have gone through all of the data on this, if you look over the last 25 years, California has been among the most profitable states in the nation for homeowners insurance companies, making the companies almost double the profits they've made nationwide. And though we had those terrible fires statewide in 2017 and 18 that caused a lot of losses, from 2019 to 2024, again, California has been one of the more profitable states. We've actually done it right, but we do have risks in the state. And sometimes we have these absolutely terrifying wildfires, just like Florida has terrible hurricanes, and the Midwest has billion-dollar hailstorms. We all sort of deal with this from time to time, and it seems to be growing. But let's not fool ourselves into thinking that the insurance industry has been here as a charity. They've been making billions of dollars off of Californians.
No, of course not. But on the other hand, I mean, when you talk about the historical precedents, the environment has changed. The threat of everything from hurricanes in Florida to wildfires here in California has, according to just about every credible expert, vastly increased. So an insurance company does have to, and people do have to. It's not just the burden on the insurance companies, right? The people who want to have places to live, everybody has to kind of do some serious rethinking about places to live and whether or not these places are economically viable, no matter how nice, no matter how pretty, no matter how maybe even bucolic they might be. So going forward, what is the formula?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things, really. Like I said at the beginning, it's not just about insurance. We can't insure our way out of this problem. We really have to get serious about land use issues. We have to think about that, but we also have to figure out, okay, where do people go? How does California, how does Los Angeles sustain our population if we start kind of carving out areas and say people can't live there because it's uninsurable. And, you know, we may have to do that.
And part three of this conversation is coming up at 6:15. Quick check of the markets here. The Dow closing down 225 today. The S&P down 16. NASDAQ up 6. And that's your nonstop news at 5, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.